Hi, this is Austin Hill. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Now, to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com. That's myfaithradio.com. Dave, up next. Dave, welcome to Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. Hello.
Hey, Austin, thanks so much for taking my call. It's great to be on your show and to be able to talk to you for just a minute about working harder than my parents and their generation. That's a really tough question in a lot of ways.
Tell me about it.
I think my immediate answer was, yes, I worked much harder than my parents did and their generation. But, you know, in the Central Valley, we've got a lot of farmers, and uplines on both sides of my family tree have farming in their blood. And so, you know, they worked really hard when it was time to work. But I think one major difference is because they weren't always connected to, you know, their family, their workers, their employers, or, you know, what have your society at large. There was actual downtime. Mm-hmm. And today, in my occupation, I'm connected all the time. And that's part of my responsibility. And so I would say, yes, I'm working more often and I'm working harder because there's always work to be done. And so I got to thinking, so if my dad, who passed away back in 2011, if he were still alive and we were having a conversation, would he say, oh, I'm so proud of you for working so hard? Or would he be more concerned about the influence I have in people's lives around me? I think the big difference is between affluence and influence. And mm-hmm. I think that's one thing. Yeah, I work hard, and I do a good job, I think. You know, I've got a great working environment. But do I have downtime? Or as Covey said, you know, do I sharpen the saw? So it's something that's got me thinking, and it's going to have me thinking all for a while now.
Well, you're taking the conversation in interesting directions. There is a sense in which, and if there's farmers in your family lineage, you understand this better than a lot of people do, Dave. It's one thing to look back on our parents' generation or even our grandparents' generation and say, my goodness, those people put in long hours. They worked from sun up to sun down. And in many ways, that's true. This idea of, you know, a work day is only 8 hours and we all quit at 4:30 or 5 and, you know, it's you know, banker's hours, so to speak, 8 to 5. That may not have applied back then, but they're nonetheless, even if our parents were working sun up to sun down, there still was a sun down. And there was a complete disconnect. There was a disconnect from the work at the end of the day. And as I was saying earlier, my parents did not take their work with them on their belt clip, or in my mom's case, in her purse everywhere she went. But my wife and I, if we choose to let it be the case, we can have work-related things with us on our smartphone everywhere there is a signal, that is. And so that sounds like that's at least a part of what you've got in mind, Dave, and I appreciate the call very much. Thank you, sir. And
this is Hey, thanks for listening to this podcast from Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business. For more information about this, you can visit the Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business program page on myfaithradio.com.